From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early Sunday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli police and military had been looking for the suspect, who they believed had carried out two shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank Saturday. An Israeli police spokesman said the terrorist was found and surrounded. He pulled out his weapons, and in response, the terrorist was killed by Israeli security forces in the West Bank village of Nabi Saleh, near the city of Ramallah. One Palestinian was lightly wounded in the shooting, and there were no Israeli casualties. French President Emmanuel Macron and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday remembered the victims of a mass deportation of French Jews to Nazi camps during the Holocaust. Fewer than 100 people survived after 13,000 people were rounded up and sent to concentration camps in July 1942. This is Netanyahu.
We share a desire to see a stable and peaceful Middle East. We discussed both the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, but also the growing opportunities for cooperation between Israel and some of our Arab neighbors because of this sense, a new sense, of shared threats and shared interests.
President Macron and Prime Minister Netanyahu later spoke about the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, the Iran nuclear deal, and French-Israeli technological cooperation. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. On Sunday, Iraqi police paraded through Baghdad in celebration of the recapture of Mosul from the Islamic State. Mosul is the second largest city in northern Iraq and was the militants' primary stronghold in the country. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the liberation of Mosul on the 10th of July. An Iranian court has sentenced an American citizen to 10 years in prison on charges of, quote, infiltration. The individual's name was not released. He or she is a dual citizen of the United States and another unnamed country. Iran has detained and sentenced several dual nationals from the United States, Britain, Austria, Canada, and France on charges including espionage and collaborating with hostile governments. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that the people who planned last year's failed coup in Turkey are, quote, traitors. He said they should be beheaded. The United States has condemned the coup but has disagreed on several issues. Erdogan blames his American-based political opponent Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup and has demanded his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that he was involved. Thousands of people rallied in Warsaw Sunday to oppose the Polish government's controversial new court reforms, which opponents see as a threat to judicial independence. About 4,500 protesters attended demonstrations in the Polish capital, according to the police. They chanted, "We will defend democracy," waved EU and Polish flags. Smaller rallies were held in other cities throughout the country. The law passed last week gives lawmakers a dominant role in appointing judges, a move that opposition parties and rights groups said would make judges subject to political influence. China has released a prominent rights activist from prison. Zhu Xiong was freed Saturday after serving a 4-year sentence. His lawyer says Zhu was in good health but offered no further details. American officials interviewing refugees held in an Australian-run offshore detention center left the facility abruptly, three detainees told the Reuters news agency. American officials halted screening interviews and departed the Pacific island of Nauru on Friday, 2 weeks earlier than planned. This came a day after the United States reached its annual refugee intake cap. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.